The nerves on that night made me mess up my lyrics. I forgot my lyrics. The choir went in so beautifully. Then I had to come in with the verse. I forgot all the words. Hi everyone, my name is Shekhinah Mosa, known for the two beautiful songs, Bodla and Ngwele on Spirit of Praise 10. But today we are here to talk about Ngwele. Do 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 do. Amen. It's definitely the intro for me. I love, 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 love this intro. Like when it goes do 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 do. Amen. It's beautiful. Actually, the song picked me. I did not pick the song, but the song picked me. Pastor Michael David got to give me this song on the Thursday, and we were recording on Saturday. So yeah, I didn't have a second song. So they asked Pastor Michael David to write a song for me, and he definitely gave me this song and challenged me to do a whole traditional song. Yeah. The audience had no chance, yeah. The audience had no chance. Can you see that? Everyone is on their feet. I don't blame them. I really don't blame them because, wow. The vibe was insane. The vibe was really out of this place. It was really great. I connected with the audience. I connected with the artist. I connected with the choir. I connected with the band. Everything was just so beautiful on that night. There we go. There we go. This is where I butcher my lyrics. Totally forgot what I had to say. But if you were not paying attention, you didn't hear I was butchering my lyrics. This is why I butchered my lyrics. The nerves on that night made me mess up my lyrics. I forgot my lyrics. The choir went in so beautifully. Then I had to come in with the verse. I forgot all the words. I just zoned out for a bit and forgot all my lyrics on stage. Let's blame that to the nerves. Can you hear that bass guitar? Ah, man, Q is killing it. And when they sent me the short clip of the song, the biggest instrument I'd hear in my ears was bass. And he delivered. The song has been doing great. Like, it has really been doing great at home. I think my Swazi family would be vibing to Bodla more than Ngwele, because Bodla is a song that was written at home. But a lot of people are really, really vibing to Ngwele. And I was shocked in Durban already, the reception we got there. It's really insane. It's beautiful to watch. Man, the love that I'm getting on the stage is just so beautiful. Like, all the nerves are gone and it's dance time. Everyone is dancing. The artists behind me are vibing. The choir, the band, we are all in it. Love it. I had fear that people may not receive me because of the language that I'm using. I'm using a lot of Swati. And there's a bit of Zulu on. But it wasn't so much fear because
Zulu and Swati, it's almost the same. And South Africans also do speak Siswati. So it wasn't that much of fear. It was just me being afraid of people not receiving Shekinah as an individual, but not the language barrier. At this point in my head, I'm like, can shoe not come out of my mouth? Can I find any other thing but not shoe? But watch what's gonna happen. There we go. Just after thinking, I'm not gonna say shoe. Like, I'm definitely not saying shoe. What do I do? The loudest shoe of them all. The song goes, Ngubani ofaniswa nawe, Ngubani lolingana nawe, Ngwele, Ngwele sibagatse, which means, who is like you, O God? Who compares to you, O God? Holy, holy, holy. That's what it means. Then it goes to say, Zingwelozi ziyakhothama. So the angels bow down and nations proclaim that you are holy, holy, holy. Then Shu is just, just an addition to make the song beautiful as it is. So yeah. That happy dance that I'm doing there, to be honest, I don't know what I was doing because I can't dance to save my life, but that's the best I can do when it comes to dancing. That's me dancing. Now I understand why Bishop was like, Shekinah, that turnaround is very, very much important. Because, yeah, iyahamba manje.
Turnarounds are basically the last tail piece of a song that has a strong message that you want to just drive home and you keep repeating. Sometimes there's vocal inversions taking place with reharmonizations on the band section.
I think the worst decision they did on Spirit of Praise 10 is putting myself next to Everton because we both can't dance to save our lives. What I'm seeing right now, disaster. I think the type of music that I do speaks to my character. If you know me very well, you know how reserved I am. So, and the type of music that I do, it's usually calm. And so this song really stretched me because one, it calls for one to dance, which I did not do, but ran on that stage. Instead of dancing, I ran. So it really stretched me and made me believe that there's this other side of Shekinah that I didn't know of. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I honestly wanted to cry during this moment. A callback from the audience. I honestly just wanted to cry. It was so unbelievable because in our ears, Sabi's like, okay, let's see how long this will last. But the audience kept on pushing, calling it back. It was a beautiful moment.
I haven't toured South Africa
this way before. To be honest, it's a scary experience because I'm going to a land I don't know. You go to Limpopo, you go to Rustenburg, Cape Town, you know, Gauteng, Durban. You just don't know how people are going to receive you because, one, you're not South African and you are in a foreign land. You're just in a foreign land, so you don't know how they will receive you. And if other people actually understand what I am saying in my music as I'm using my mother tongue. So, yeah, for the first time, I am all over South Africa and I'm loving it. Ngwele was amazing. I do Ngwele any day and have this audience. Most definitely have this audience. The spirit behind Ngwele is just giving all glory and honor to God. You know, even in the heavens, they're rejoicing, saying he's holy. Even nations and nations on the earth are declaring his greatness. It's all about just giving glory to God for his goodness, for his greatness. You know, God does a lot of things for us and he's God by himself. So it's just us proclaiming and giving him the worship and praise that he deserves. Thank you for watching The Spirit Behind Ngwele. My name is Shekinah Mota. I hope to see you soon.